Okay, Mark is reading chapter 14 of Mark, 1 through 36 today. 1 through 36.
1 through 36.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, you said Mark chapter 14, right? After 2 days with the feast, the Passover, and of the unleavened bread, and the chief priests and scribes saw how they might take him by craft and put him to death. They said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman had an alabaster box, ornament of spikenard, very precious. And did she break the box and poured it on his head? There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste the ornament made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. They murmured against her, and Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. If you have the poor with you always, whensoever you will, you may do them good, but me ye have not always. She had done what she could. She has come beforehand and want my body for burying. Verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has shall be spoken to more of her. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him unto them. When they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money and sought how he might conveniently betray him. Mm-hmm. 12. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go to prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? 13. And he sent forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And whosoever he shall go in, say the goodman of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, furnace prepared there, make ready for us. The disciples went forth and came to the city and found as he had said unto them, and made ready the Passover. In the evening he come within 12. They sat and did eat. Jesus said, verily, I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. Mm-hmm. They began to be sorrowful and to say unto him, one by one, is it I? Another said, sad is it I? And he saith unto them, is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish? Mm-hmm. The Son of Man indeed goeth as written of him, but woe to the Son of Man. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Good work for that man, he had never been born. So, man. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they drank all of it. Multitude. And he said to them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto them, all those shall be offended, yet will I not. And Jesus said unto him, verily, I said unto thee, this day, even this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt not deny me thrice. Mm-hmm. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee any while. Likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which was named Gerasenemia. And saith to the disciples, sit ye here, while I shall pray. He taketh with him Peter and James and John, began to be more sore amazed and very heavy. Mm-hmm. Say to them, my soul exceeds sorrowful and death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and ground, prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. I'm done. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. See you how this how far this goes. Mm-hmm. Wow, a lot of verses. Mm-hmm. Dale. Yeah. You said the 56?
36.
Mm-hmm. Let's see how many verses they have on it.
336.
Okay. Okay, with you. Here.
I had a funny attack. Sorry.
And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible indeed. Take this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will.
Sorry about that.